On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Kent has fallen silent to remember those who lost their lives in conflicts. Josh has been at Chatham Dockyard where a special ceremony took place this morning.
Remembering the war dead, people fall silent to mark Armistice Day. At Chatham Dockyard, as the clock struck 11, hundreds of veterans and those who lost loved ones gathered to pay tribute and remember their courage and bravery. Millions of people across the country have been taking part in commemorations. Prince Harry led the tribute.
If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England.
November 11th was the day fighting stopped at the end of World War I. But it's not just that conflict that we remember today. Over the years, millions of people have lost their lives fighting for our country. Tunbridge and Morling MP Tom Tugendhat served during the invasion of Iraq in 2003. He's been telling us what today means to him.
For many people, it's about grandparents and black and white photographs. For me, it's not. It's about mates who I went and had beers with and with whom I went on operations overseas and some of whom, very sadly, didn't make it.
Well, children from schools across Kent have also been taking part in acts of remembrance. These pupils from Wateringbury Primary School say it's still important to thank those who gave their lives.
If we hadn't had the men who'd fought, then we wouldn't have the freedom we have today.
When it was like the olden days, you didn't have a choice when you was 18, you just had to do it.
Everyone in the war, all the soldiers who fight are just really brave and then everyone has to respect them.
Well, remembrance events will also take place on Sunday here in Kent as we continue to pay tribute to those who've lost their lives through war.
KMFM News.
A 12,000 home garden town in Kent has been approved by the government. Osborne Park will be built near Folkestone Racecourse and will eventually be home to almost 30,000 people. The project's getting cash from the government, who've announced an £18 million fund to speed up home building in England. Housing Minister Gavin Barwell says it's vital.
This country has not been building enough homes for a long time, but if we want this to be a country that works for everyone, not just the privileged few, then people that work hard in ordinary jobs have got to have the ability to have a safe and affordable and decent home in which to live.
A van driver has been arrested after a crash in Maidstone that left a motorcyclist in a serious condition in a London hospital. The collision happened on the A229 Royal Engineers Road at around 5:30 last night. A 45-year-old man from the town held on suspicion of dangerous driving has been bailed until the new year.
KMFM News.
Figures given to KMFM show almost 550 drivers were caught speeding through the Medway Tunnel in the 2.5 weeks after cameras were installed. That was switched on last month in a bid to reduce the number of drivers going too fast and ease congestion in the area. On average, around 33 drivers are being given the £100 fine every day. But Councillor Andrew Macness says that's not many considering how many people use the route.
I expected that to be more. Clearly, there are problems with speeding through the tunnel, and I think the average speed limit is something that will help address some of the mindless driving and speeding that's taking place.
Today's the last day of a two-week campaign to get guns and ammunition off Kent's streets. Midway through the amnesty, almost 40 weapons, including pistols, rifles and shotguns, had been handed in to police. And the RAC is calling for fuel prices to be cut by around 3p a litre to reflect falling wholesale costs. It says the average price of unleaded is now £1.17, with diesel 2p dearer.
KMFM Sport.
Two late wickets have given England a big boost at the end of day three of their first test with India. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the hosts closed on 319 for four in their first innings, trailing by 218 runs. Alistair Cook's side posted a score of 537 in their first innings. On to football, and Gillingham will be hoping a victory in the Checkatrade Trophy on Tuesday night will help them turn around their league form this weekend. The 2-0 victory over West Brom's under-21s was only their second win in all competitions since the end of August. The Gills are currently 19th in the League One table, while tomorrow's visitors to Priestfield are up to 6th. And England face Scotland in a competitive game for the first time since 1999 tonight. Interim manager Gareth Southgate would boost his chances of landing the role permanently by winning their World Cup qualifier at Wembley. He says a victory would be big for their campaign to get to Russia.
I think each team plays once in this cycle of games. So with the opportunity to be at least 3 points ahead of everybody else going into that period. So again, that's our focus, you know, that's our overall aim.
The recalled Wayne Rooney will captain the side.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.